today, we are pleased to have a quartet that is comprised of members of TRIPO, the Three Rivers Young Persons, Young People's Orchestras, and also Pittsburgh Youth Symphony members. You'll get to meet all of them shortly. They have a number of selections, but first we are going to just take a listen to them. The name of this quartet is Ventus Winds.
Thank you.
That is the Ventus Winds Quartet. That was fun to listen to. And Lexi is going to talk with us first. That was three different movements from August Carl von Dittersdorf. And is it Notorno.
Notorno,
okay.
Yes.
Trying to, I thought I had it there. It's really fun
to listen
to that.
One of the assignments from our chamber coach, Miss Alyssa Paisola, a big shout out to her, was to learn a little bit about our composer so we can help play the piece the way it was supposed to be played. And fun fact about August Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf is he was a sylvologist, which is someone who studies trees. He was big into forests, I suppose, and Silva is Latin for forest, trees, yeah. And he was a close personal friend of Mozart. Somehow, Mozart got a lot more famous than Dittersdorf, though. So his pieces aren't as well known, but they are a lot of fun to play.
That's interesting. And let's learn a little bit more about you. This is Lexi Kroll, and you are 17, right?
I just turned 17 on Tuesday, yes.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
17 doesn't get you much, right? 16, you get to drive. 18, you get to vote. 17, I mean, it's a nice age.
I mean, I have a magazine named after me.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you're a prime number, I think. Yes. So that's a good thing. you're in 11th grade.
I am.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. It's a place where I get to go and be myself. I'm a music major there. I perform in oboe and piano, and it's located in Midland, Pennsylvania, and I love it.
It's the
best thing that has happened to me.
When did you enter the school?
I actually started October of my sophomore year. I transferred. Scared out of my mind, but like I said, the best decision I've ever made. It's a wonderful place that absolutely embraces the arts and encourages them, and it's awesome.
Have you thought about what you want to do after high school?
Actually, yes, I have. I would like to be a music therapy major, either in dual major of music therapy, music performance, or just music therapy, and I have a couple of schools in mind, but...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I know Duquesne has a good program in music therapy.
Yes, yes. In fact, my oboe teacher, Scott Bell, he's also in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I owe a lot to him. He's helping me guide possibly to Duquesne. So,
well, that's great. And I'm
so excited for my future in music.
Our director of programs, Sarah Siplak, went to Duquesne and has a degree in music therapy as well.
It's such a noble profession.
Absolutely. You mentioned Scott. Anybody else you'd like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
I would like to give a big shout out to my parents and my family that are listening at home because they've supported me this entire way. And well, my dad always said I've had a face for radio, so just kidding, Daddy, I love you.
Yes.
No, and my teachers, my private teachers and my TRIPO friends, just everyone who's helped supported me to get here. And this is a really cool thing. I've always wanted to perform on the radio, and I'm finally getting to do it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Me too.
You know, I don't think you have a face made for radio.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, and I'm wondering, like, what do you say now? A face made for YouTube or a face made for Snapchat or something? I don't know. You're a lovely person.
Thank you.
So thank you.
So are you.
Oh, thanks. Okay, Lexi and I are just going to continue. Let's meet who's sitting next to Lexi, and I think it's the first of our Elizabeths, right? Hello, you're Beth, right?
I am.
And Beth, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm in 11th grade. I go to Trinity Christian School, which is located in Forest Hills, and I'm really happy to be here.
And I'm trying to remember, you live in Churchill, right?
Yeah.
And so you're not too far from Trinity Christian. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my mom and my dad, my little brother, and my private teacher, Tara.
And when did you start playing flute?
I started playing flute whenever I was seven. So I was in second grade.
Was it hard at the beginning?
It was really hard. I think it took me like 2 weeks to actually be able to get a very solid sound out of the flute. But I'm really happy that I started when I did.
And I imagine you must practice a lot. Do you?
Yeah, I practice usually whenever I get home from school for maybe an hour or so.
So you've got a routine in mind that helps. Any plans for you after you leave school?
I was looking at maybe a major in pharmacy and maybe like a minor or double major with something having to do with music just so I can stay at it and maybe do something on the side. But yeah.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's turn next to Kelsey Bears, who's here. Kelsey's been here once before, I think.
Yeah,
were you with another quartet earlier?
No, I was here last year with a piano trio. So that's cello, piano, and usually violin, but I was the violin.
This is the first time I can remember having three flutes and an oboe together, which is really a lot of fun.
It's an unusual arrangement, but it actually sounds really nice.
Are there lots of arrangements for three flutes and an oboe?
There's a lot for four flutes, and so usually Lexi will just play the fourth flute part. There's not a lot written for three flutes.
Okay, I'm glad we talked about that because I was kind of wondering how you do that.
Yeah, there are a lot of flute quartets.
So she's adjusting or playing that part.
Yeah, and there are also string quartets, and so you know we can play the violins and the viola, and then she'll be the cello. She loves that.
Lexi likes being the cello. So, Kelsey, you're out at Hampton,
mm-hmm.
and what grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade.
And any hellos or acknowledgments?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my family at home and my band director at school, who is an amazing person, and my private teachers as well.
And the name of your band director?
Mr. Himmler, Chad Himmler.
And do you want to name your private teachers?
Christine Soroka and Rion Kenny. They're
excellent.
Both wonderful ladies.
They may be listening, so it's good to acknowledge them. And you know the drill. I'm curious about what's next for you, if you have any ideas.
I'm thinking about maybe a double major in music and some sort of science, maybe medicine or biology.
Great.
But I'm still a junior, so I have time.
There you go.
Think about it.
We have three juniors here, but then one person who's already on that road, and we're going to meet her before we hear one more selection, which will be from Schubert. This is the other Elizabeth Sykes. Hi.
Hello.
And you're a freshman at CCAC?
I am.
And before we talk about that, how long have you been playing flute, and how did you get involved with the quartet?
I've been playing flute since fourth grade, and I absolutely love it. I got involved actually 2 years ago when I was in Tripo. I was in another quartet which had three flutes and a clarinet. That was very hard music to find for that. But I missed it last year, so I decided to do it again this year, and I'm so happy we got this group together. So shout out to Mrs. Cunningham who organized it, because I love this group and we play so well together.
Yeah, and Youth Chamber Connection is an organization that Laurie Cunningham has put together, and we've linked to it. And you're getting all of these nice quartets together, which for us is a lot of fun. Now, CCAC, what's your schedule like, and what are you taking?
Right now, I'm just taking some general night courses. I haven't really made up my mind on what I want to do. I definitely want to continue in music, though. Music has always been my life, so.
It's a great way to do it. Which campus are most of your courses?
The Allegheny campus.
So you're right here on the north side.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful campus, isn't it?
It is.
I have not been in that many of the buildings there, but every time I'm walking through, it's nice. Starbucks there now. You're all
that
set.
That is a lovely addition that they put.
I drive by and I say, oh, look, there's a Starbucks. Really, it came out beautifully right there. Well, I'll let you know more about how you can visit the website of the Youth Chamber Connection and learn more. But what you're about to play, I think, is Children's March from Franz Schubert. Lexi?
This is an example of something that is a violin quartet. So this has been transposed for three flutes and an oboe.
Okay. And
as a final shout out, we would like to thank both of our coaches, Patrick Williams, who was a flute player in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and like we said earlier, Miss Alyssa Paisola, who has been a sub for the PSO. They're absolutely wonderful in guiding us to where we are now, and we love them as much as they love us, and we love chamber music. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you, and it's just a joy to have you here today. Once again, from Youth Chamber Connection, Ventus Winds Quartet.